hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2. Who would have thought it? We've made it to episode 2 of the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. I am here, and I am Paul Wheatley, as far as I remember. And with me again, for a second week in a row, struggling to keep a straight face, Grant Chisholm. How are you?
Not too bad. Back in what appears less and less like a podcast, more like a slumber party in a cat and rabbit sanctuary.
I'm planning on kind of changing the room that we record this podcast in over this weekend. But for this evening, we have the three microphones kind of all facing towards two clothes hangers that I've got some sleeping bags over them to try and...
It looks like an awesome kiddie fort.
It does look like a fort. That other voice there was Sam, as
Hola.
Always. How are you?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. So, straight on into the news. So the first news item that I want to speak about today actually happened technically before our last episode, because we recorded our last episode on the, I think it was a Wednesday night, but it didn't actually get on through a variety of things until the Monday. So we decided to kind of do a fortnightly episode on a Monday, but this piece of news actually came out on the Friday. What is it's in the States. There doesn't seem to be any news about it in the UK yet, but Xbox are going to be launching a subscription model, but it's not just Xbox Live. It is, you actually pay $99 for the Xbox itself, and then you pay $15 every month for 24 months, and you keep the Xbox for 2 years. On the face of it, that doesn't seem like a ridiculous concept. What's your thoughts, Chiz? Would you do it?
I suppose I kind of missed half what you were saying, because I was admiring Sam's face as he ate a fig. He really, really enjoyed that fig.
Everyone loves fig rolls. The quietest biscuit.
Okay, I'll go back over that again then. Chiz, the it's in America, and basically they're doing $100
just
down.
Just stop with it's in America.
It's $100 down and $15 a month for an Xbox for 24 months. It seems to be kind of like a layaway thing, basically, so you can get an Xbox for $100 down.
All right.
It doesn't appear. I can't find any news of it happening in the UK.
I think I vaguely read a news headline not too long ago, but I didn't actually read it because
it wasn't in the UK, so it didn't really affect us. But if it came to the UK, the rough figures are...
So in the long run, would you save money doing it that way? Or
no, it's actually long run? Weird. If you equate it into UK, as in sterling, for 24 months, it's actually going to be a total of £291. Assuming the exchange rate, obviously it'll be more than that because you include sales tax in the States. But and if you were to just buy the exact same console on, for example, at the moment, the exact same console is £210 on Amazon, and then you were to get a 12-month Xbox Live, which I actually found for £30 on Amazon as well, which I thought was quite cheap because I faintly remember it being a bit more expensive than that. And basically that...
It's a bit cheap, you can find it right now.
Yeah, it's £270. So... it's actually £21 more expensive in British pounds than it is like buying it outright and just buying the £30 for 2 years. So, I mean, it almost seems like it's something if you don't happen to have £300 sitting about for a buy your Xbox and your Xbox Live and you just want to pay £100. I mean, it does just seem like a layaway plan.
It's a buy-to-let model.
It is, exactly. It's a buy-to-let model. And realistically, there's like a sliding scale. If you've got Xbox.com on the legal section, you get the Xbox Live contract terms. And there's a sliding scale. So if you sign up to this, and then let's just for argument's sake say the new Xbox gets released at the next E3, which is just over a year away, you're still stuck with that another Xbox for 12 months, but you're still going to have to pay the remainder of those 12 months if you decide to jump out the deal. If the new Xbox comes out, it's not going to come out at E3 realistically, but for argument's sake, it came out at E3, or it's going to be very close to it. So seems a bit odd to me. Sam, what's your thoughts? Is this something that you might be interested in if it came across the UK?
Not really, because I already own one, although my brother's stolen it. But, It's a buy-to-let model. It's for those that don't have the cash on hand. It's a reasonable idea. It's not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're going to pay more for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll put that one to bed. We'll see if it comes out in the UK yet. But for the moment, it just seems to be in the States. So good luck with that. The next item was, I thought this was pretty interesting, actually. Well, it kind of stands to reason. But basically, at the Ohio State University in America, they took 151 students and they played 20 minutes of three video games. So the first one was Resident Evil 4, some with a gun-shaped controller and some with a regular controller. Two was a target practice game on Wii Play with bullseye targets, some with gun-shaped controllers and some with regular controllers. And three was Super Mario Galaxy, which involves no shooting. Can you guess, after that, they then took them out to a rifle range and actually gave them a real gun and a real target. Which one of those three games gave them the best head count?
Mario.
No. Surprise, surprise, it was Resident Evil. Students who played Resident Evil using the pistol controller had the most out of headshots, an average of 7. They also made more body shots, an average of 6. The students who played Super Mario Galaxy had the fewest headshots, about 2, and the fewest body shots, 4 on average.
When you say it's a pistol controller, is that actually a proper pistol controller? I mean, with a Wii remote aiming with that, or a pistol attachment to the Wii remote, or... Or some other thing for the PS2.
It doesn't go into detail like that. I'm assuming it's not the laser gun from the NES. I can make that assumption.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, they weren't playing Duck Hunt.
Or the bazooka from the SNES, which is just weird.
That was awesome. I forgot all about that. I'm going to have to search eBay for one of those tonight. It's something I don't know. It's a bit of a no-brainer, if you pardon the pun. But, so playing Resident Evil makes you a better headshot in real life. Awesome. I can we think anything more into this? Sam, what do you think? Is this worthwhile? Was this a complete waste of time? Is there anything that we can
waste of time. It's hand-to-eye coordination, and it's obviously going to help them because that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Complete waste of time. Well done, them.
We've went through two fairly negative news reports. Hopefully this one will get a bit more. So the new Elder Scrolls is to be a MMORPG. So the idea is obviously this one very similar. It's very hard to not compare this to World of Warcraft. But so the new Elder Scrolls game, you're going to be able to meander about Tamriel in a multiplayer online game. Is this too late? The latest Star Wars one was a bit of a wet squib when it arrived. World of Warcraft is resorting to giving free gaming up to level 20. Is this too little too late for the genre, or could this bring the genre back? What do you think, Chiz?
I've never had much of interest in it, but I don't guess. I think what they need to do is change it. Everyone's just following the World of Warcraft formula now, and it's just getting a bit stale because... The Star Wars one, the Old Republic, is apparently good, but it's just kind of more of the same, isn't it?
It's horrendous.
Do you not like it at all? It's these sort of games just aren't for me at all. I've never, as you remember, Paul, me and you, but when we dabbled with World of Warcraft.
Yes, with our Hulk Hogan character.
Yeah, it just became a two-man job of saying random quotes while you chased after them. But no, I don't know. Game's not for me.
Yeah, was one of the beauty of Elder Scrolls not that, because it was such a wide, vast space, you almost got to kind of play a different game. Each gamer, you had quests to go on, but you could meander about, and it almost kind of gave a different game and experience.
What I've seen of it's the Elder Scrolls version is it just looks the same as every other one. And I think me and Sam mentioned so what they should do with it is have a game with Skyrim, but have a co-op part to it. So, for example, you can join someone else's game and help them and level your guy up, and can help them through quests and whatnot. Up to maybe a four-player co-op. So, one guy could be depending on how you've leveled up, you could all be a master of everything and go and take down forts and whatnot and all sorts, rather than this.
Red Dead Redemption, where you're going around and then you get to a fort and it generates a mission for all the people that are there, and you go in and you clear out the bandits and stuff. If they did it as a normal game, so your normal RPG, you're dungeoning around, but you get to certain sections and you have the the option of kind of dropping in, as it were. Like,
so you might have access to do that the whole game, just certain parts, you mean?
I think that would make it better, because you're supposed to be one guy. You go off, you build yourself up, and then you go to certain areas where you can bring your mates in and crack on. Mm-hmm. But I think otherwise what they've done, and I kind of quite admire them for doing it, is what they've done is they've taken a series that's made some of the greatest RPGs of all time, and they're essentially going to turn it into chewing gum for the mind and poison us all with evil kill 10 boars missions. And I think they should be dipped in acid for that.
I would be all down with being able to run about and kill 100 boars, and I'd be able to pull a spreadsheet out. It would be fantastic.
You've tried it, though. You hated it.
Wait a minute. What? I hated Skyrim.
No, World of Warcraft.
Oh, no, World of Warcraft. Yeah.
That's what they're going to do to it. Because they can't think up another version of an online...
Although our version of, like, for example, Skyrim, which was co-op, would probably work, because it's their sort of games already kind of really buggy and broken, and bringing in an online element like co-op would probably make the game rendered useless.
Yeah. I mean, one of the nice things is apparently they're going to bring out, like, Daggerfall, as in some of the older worlds that you haven't seen in updated graphics. So it's like, some of the older some of the older Elder Scrolls games that are maybe on older consoles, that you'll be able to actually see what those worlds look like from a cinematic point of view.
Well, I think someone on the actual map, I think it was someone on the PC, I'd broken the code, and on the map you could actually go off. It was off screen the map where you can't actually go, but normal probably had hacked it, so you could go out, and the rest of Morrowind and it was all there. So right. The map is all there, but whether or not they're going to actually tap in and use that, I don't know. But it's interesting that even though you're locked into one section looking at it, everything's still there anyway. Weird they'd have done that.
So they programmed it all in,
yeah,
but they haven't accessed it.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That would be downloadable content.
Dum-dum-dum.
There's downloadable content coming out in the summer called...
Yeah, I saw that.
Dawn. It's Dawnguard. So, which might have something to do with the Mythic Dawn. Was it the Mythic Dawn I'm thinking of? Or is it,
yeah, but aren't they all dead?
Is that another game I'm thinking of? Mythic
no,
Dawn.
No, Mythic Dawn's the lots, the Mehrunes Razor and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, right, okay. So, yeah, it could be interesting. Could be interesting to kind of keep an eye out for, but generally, if it's going to follow the World of Warcraft model, then perhaps not.
We really need somebody who's a judge who's plays and enjoys those sort of genre games, because the three of us haven't really.
Yeah, we've got a couple of guys actually who are interested.
A few games to beat, and it was.
Yeah, and I've done Warhammer online as well, which is okay, whilst still being horrendous.
So, yes, NVIDIA have announced a new game in focus cloud implementation. It was at the GPU Technology Conference, which sounds like an absolute ball. It's going to do a cloud gaming platform called GeForce Grid, which is about streaming next-generation games to virtually any video device with any amount of lag that hampers current offerings. And when you look into this, they reckon that anything that you're able to watch YouTube on, you will be able to play high-end gaming.
What I'm thinking of there is like how the Wii U works with its controller. Because like it streams the graphics to the controller, so you don't have to, you don't need the TV, if you know what I mean.
It seems to be a USB controller. I mean, all the research I can find is it's going to be able to work on TVs. So the demo that they put in, it was like a Samsung TV that they used. An LG Cinema 3D Smart Telly. And then it runs an application called Gaikai. I'm maybe pronouncing that wrong. Gaikai. Plugged in with a USB cable was the joypad, and you were able to play these games. And it worked on PCs, it worked on smartphones, or rather they're touting it as being able to work on PCs, smartphones, tellies. The idea is that it's going to be able to keep up to date with modern gaming technology. It will far outweigh games, consoles, and everything like that. They've got a beautiful little graph, which basically suggests that the game latency is actually going to be slightly superior to that of consoles and tellies.
Only you could say they've got a beautiful little graph.
I enjoy graphs.
You sad little man.
I enjoy graphs. So the graph kind of suggests that it's actually going to be better latency. But my biggest problem with this, at the end of the day, it's still coming down our network. I mean, if you're sitting in the centre of London with, hundreds of megabytes to your doorstep, then this is going to be awesome.
So is it just taking the on live idea?
On live, that was what I was trying to remember before.
Yeah.
Yes, on live. Yeah, it's taking the on live idea, but basically this new GPU technology that NVIDIA have come out with is basically better than what on live we're doing, which means that ultimately it's going to be a better experience for everybody.
Because is anyone actually tried on live?
No, I've tried it for the Windows platform, just kind of working on Windows on my iPad, but I've never tried it for the actual game.
I've tried it myself, but it's all right. I think it's a cool idea, but it depends on your connection. And my experience was with it is, even though you're playing it on, like, you're streaming it from a high-end PC, but what you're getting, the actual picture on your screen is pixelated and it's a bit... It's grainy. It's not exactly HD. Well, it's definitely not that at all. From what I played in, unless I think maybe it depends on your connection.
Yeah, I think so.
And there was definitely a good bit of lag as well.
Mm. So, Sam, what do you think? Do you think this will affect the console market if it comes out?
If it comes out and it works, yeah, of course it will. It's negating your need for a console.
I mean, some of the costs that it has here in the article that I was reading, it was basically suggesting it was going to be $10, which is, I don't know, about £7.58 a month. And so, it was going to be a similar model to Netflix.
So what exactly is it? Something you just plug into your network?
What it appears to be is some software. And the software presumably would be an app that you could get in the iOS App Store, the Google App Store. If you've got a smart telly, it's an app that you can download for your telly. And you then plug in a USB controller. The exact quote here...
So it is basically on live.
It's the same principle.
Exactly.
But I think it's the infrastructure, the back end, that they're now claiming is significantly better. Mm-hmm. The quote here is, no special equipment is needed by users to play the game, streaming from a GeForce Grid GPU, making it compatible with any device or capable of watching YouTube videos. And then I have after it page.welcome page. I think that's possibly my copy and paste went a bit wrong there. But I don't think that's anything to do with the quote.
It'll be awesome if it works. It'd be really good. But, funnily enough, I was having a chat with a kind of local politician about this today. But if you live in an area like ours, it's true, I talk to people for a living. If you live in an area like ours where the best connection you're going to get is fairly mediocre, then I can't see it working. So I think possibly the entirety of the UK might have to get super broadband before we can do this kind of
thing. Well, Infinity's coming to some areas of the UK. It's not us. Sadly, we live in the armpit of the broadband market. I guess what we're summarising here, Chiz, is that it might work if we get faster broadband, which really isn't NVIDIA's...
There's a whole thing about its consoles are on the decline, they're going to get it's mobile gaming's taken over, but to be honest, and really, God, I hope it doesn't, because I really don't like mobile gaming.
I'm quite a fan of mobile gaming.
As good as the games are now looking on like your iPhones and whatnot and iPads, you just can't control. Like, depending on the game, you're actually limited what sort of games they are, because give me a control pad any day of the week and better graphics. Like,
Puzzle games are fine.
A big TV, yeah. But if it's console gaming and it actually dies, I'll be crying in a skip somewhere.
So I quite like the idea of this being the Netflix model, though, where you pay... like, what, 10 quid a month, 15 quid a month or something like that, and you have all you can eat. Let's just assume, for the purposes of this, that we all have Infinity broadband. We're all sitting with 60 megasecond to our front doors, ideally inside our houses. But
we've got our hoverboards.
It's 2015. Yeah. We're sitting on hoverboards. Sadly, though, with the weather outside just now, they'd be completely useless, being that they don't work on water. Ba-dum-tsh. No.
You might want to edit that bit as well.
Moving on.
Your laugh is sounding really sinister tonight, by the way.
It's the look in his eyes that's worrying me.
I can't see them for the massive fort.
Yeah. I can see both of you. Does anyone want to swap?
I might go blind.
On to the calendar then. So this is the portion of the show where we talk about what is being released in the upcoming 2 weeks. So our first one, 23rd of May, Sorcery, PS3. What about you, Chiz? Pre-ordering, renting, buying, ignoring, or have absolutely no idea?
Probably ignoring. I've not heard too much about it. I think I've saw one single screenshot and... didn't take away. I don't know too much about it, to be honest. Sam? And I've not heard anything, so...
Don't own a PS3, so it really doesn't matter.
There you go. 25th of May, Dirt Showdown on the PC, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. Chiz?
Tried the demo of that. It was okay, but I don't know. I can't decide if Dirt should just go back to its proper rallying games or actually... make a grid 2 basically or something along those lines.
That would be good.
It was me and your brother, actually. We downloaded it was Dirt Showdown to try out the demo, but some bright spark at Codemasters decided that you had to challenge each other to unlock the multiplayer, but didn't properly explain how you unlocked it. So when I downloaded it, I played this thing with Sue, I was like, oh, it was all right. And then I met your brother on a few days later, and we both tried to set, and we couldn't set a challenge until we eventually sussed out. We even signed up to their bloody web thing you have to sign up to, their race net thing. Yeah. Thought, maybe you have to do it that way. So did all that, and eventually sussed, we had to do the Singapore race again. And once we'd finished the race, you see the little tag, to challenge
right.
a friend. So I set him a challenge, and I thought, right, that's me, unlocked him up, let's go. But no, he had to go and do a race, then challenge me to unlock it again. So it was just like... who makes a customer jump through hoops to let you try out their product? So that alone's annoyed me. Yeah. Is it, what is that about? They're trying to advertise and sell the game. They should be.
I like that.
I was
think
annoyed.
That's really good. No, it's like some horrible blow a whistle and make a dog eat a meringue kind of thing. It's awesome.
So, Sam, what about you?
Don't do racing games, they're rubbish.
Good. On the 25th of May as well, Mario Tennis Open on the 3DS. Sam?
I might buy it just so I can burn it.
That's Mario what, sorry?
Mario Tennis.
Mario Open. Tennis.
3DS.
It's like normal tennis, but...
Oh, I'm going to have to take a note of that time. 23:30. Superb. Thanks, Sam.
It's like normal tennis, but worse.
Well, while you're at this time, Paul... bollocks.
I think we can get away with that one. Men in Black Alien Crisis on the Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. Chiz?
Void.
Sam?
Can I just abstain?
Rune Factory Oceans on the Wii and the PlayStation 3, again on the 25th of May. Sam?
What the hell is it?
Chiz? Good. Dragon's Dogma on the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. Chiz?
I might rent that and check that out after playing the demo. It looks quite interesting.
Sam?
I've never heard of it. What is it?
we reviewed it last episode.
But probably not doing it justice, but closer I can describe it as basically a Japanese version of Skyrim, but basically a batshit crazy version of Skyrim.
For goodness sake, right, okay, 24, 25.
So, crazy Skyrim then?
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Sam?
I will buy it and get shot in the head loads and get angry and throw it out the window.
Chiz?
Yeah.
30th of May, Resistance Burning Skies on the PlayStation Vita. None of us have Vitas, so we'll skip over that bad boy. 1st of June, Max Payne 3 on the PC. Sam?
No.
Chiz?
I've already got it for the Xbox.
Okay.
Which I'm got today currently.
And that the calendar. Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
The past week or so I've been playing The Walking Dead episode. Well, as I said the last week, but I actually finished this time. Checked out a bit of Minecraft Trial, see what that was like.
See
what the fuss was all about, and Sam played that as well.
I played it on PC where you don't get a tutorial. So
yeah.
Chiz picked it up, took the demo, had a tutorial, it told him what to do. I downloaded the PC Gamer version, I think it was, where they give you a chest of stuff, but no idea what to do with it. So I just wandered around with like a sheepskin and a pickaxe, having no idea what to do. And then it got dark and a spider attacked me. Yeah, it was great.
But even though I had it told me how to make things and do stuff. I'm like, right, I'll do this to learn it on my second attempt, because even after 5 minutes the first time, I was like, oh, coma.
Yeah, but, I couldn't work out how to make
it. But I thought,
stuff.
Right, I'll actually get the grip of it. waiting again. And then it told me how to build walls, make its windows, put my door on, because it said when night falls, you get attacked by monsters. I went, all right. And I kind of thought, well, what happens at night if I can't go outside? Do I have to, for 24 hours in game time, sit inside and go, whoa?
Night only lasts about 8.
Is it? All right. Yeah. And then,
8 hours?
Yeah. I don't know if it's game time. But
all right. I thought you meant 8 hours of game time.
No, I'm just suggesting that you don't
that
have to
wait inside.
That would
have been more depressing than it already was.
No, it's not 24 hours.
Oh, no, but is that what I said? No.
Yeah, you said 24 hours.
No, 24 hours of night time. God.
We do live in Scotland. It is quite far north.
Yeah, but I don't think it's 24 hours.
Hush now, Paul. Well,
going by the mood, it basically is. So eventually, I put the walls, I built the door, I put the windows in, quite a lot of windows, because I thought I want to see the monsters. I was basically just like a glass cage. Like, it's like a glass case of boredom. And then... I thought, right, I'll make a roof now. So I sat inside with my furnace and my my box that I build stuff on. Well, I can't remember what it's called. My crafting box. And put candles in the corner as well as the moonlight. I just had to mull over what I was going to do next. And I have to build a roof, right? So I built a ladder first so I could get onto the roof. There was no actual materials, like no roof materials and anything doing it. There was just blocks, and I couldn't set. As soon as I put a block down, it just made my walls taller. And then if I put it outside, it dropped down the outside, and I couldn't put half and half, so I could build it. It wouldn't let me do that. So I'm like, how the hell do I build a roof? And then I heard a noise. At first I thought, like, I'll be fine inside here. Surely I'll be okay until I can start something on the roof, because I'm technically inside or caged in. And then. And then I heard a noise and I turned around and it was a giant spider. And I thought, oh, so I jumped back and I was thinking, of all the monsters that come along, this is the only one that could probably totally screw me up. And yes, it came in and horribly murdered me, trapped in my glass case.
So will you be going back to Minecraft?
No, after my tantrum, no.
Okay. Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I've been playing Tropico 3. I know there's Tropico 4 out, but I read reviews on it, and basically everyone said that it's more of an add-on to Tropico 3 than anything else. Tropico 3 is an awesome kind of Sim City-style thing, but you're a tin pot dictator on a Caribbean island, and you can do mental stuff. Yeah, it's all about putting down rebellions and either crushing the people beneath your huge gold boots or
can you do it in amusing ways?
Yeah, you can do some crazy stuff. It's awesome. Really enjoyed it. Really enjoy it. It's a great game. Recommend it to anyone.
Is that the latest one? Because they've made a few of them.
Tropico 4's the newest one. There's Tropico 4
was that not
Modern
an offer,
Times.
Actually? Is that not an offer?
Yeah, it was.
Steam, wasn't it?
I was thinking about getting it, but then I read that essentially it plays like a bad add-on to Tropico 3, so I didn't bother.
Mm. Yeah, Tropico 3 is currently sitting at £10 on Steam.
Yeah, it's good. I would, anyone that likes that kind of thing, I would really recommend it. It's good fun. Eventually, the kind of radio people who give you advice become annoying by saying the same cliched stuff. But initially, it's entertaining.
Can you not switch them off, though?
Yeah, you can do. But I felt that Juanito was a good friend of mine. He is called Juanito. Was a good friend of mine by the end of it.
Right. Well, I quite enjoyed the demo of that, actually. It was good fun. Another Steam game, actually. I've been playing Portal 2 this week, primarily because the map editor came out. So I'll talk about the map editor in a second. But I've just been playing the community maps. And I was quite concerned when I kind of jumped into this, because I half expected this to be similar to Little Big Planet, whereby it was basically a sea of rubbish with a couple of little diamonds floating about somewhere in the distance. But the nice thing that Steam's actually...
The advantage of having a mouse and keyboard means people can actually make things quickly decent. Well, apparently it's good, but it's like, oh, God, it was hard to make good things that worked.
Yeah. Now, but the nice thing actually about the Portal 2 community is actually the Steam community, and inside that you've got the Steam Workshop. Now, I have to say, it was a bit of a pain in the arse to find. I spent ages trying to find it. The search didn't make a difference because the search on Steam's website is just for searching for new games. It's not actually for searching for content throughout the site. But what you actually have to do is go to community. The way I found it was I had to hope until it was advertising the Steam Workshop.
It's the Steam Workshop, if you not just go to the game portal too, there's not like a tab there somewhere.
Eventually I found that there was actually a way through there, but it wasn't immediately
I found
obvious.
That off the top of my head right now, I've never even been on it.
It wasn't immediately obvious, but I had to wait until the advert kind of floated around, and then I saw the advert, clicked in it, and away I went. Anyway, point is, when you go in there, there's actually a way to get into the top rated, and they've got a starring system for people to actually star out of five the games, and so you can actually order them by stars, and so you get some really fantastic games. There was one that I was playing last week, and it's actually currently, or rather last night, being Thursday night, it was top of the most rated games, or the most rated levels, and it's actually a pack of 12 levels, and it's quite a cool little story to it. Some of them are quite difficult actually, but well worth a look. So the community games on Portal 2 is what I've been doing this week.
Did you actually build any levels yourself?
I did.
Did they work?
Yeah, it was actually quite good.
Is it quite a lot to get your head around, or is it quite...
Is
it laid out pretty straightforward?
I actually was really, really impressed with it. My my day job, I deal with usability for websites and things like that, so I'm really quite... It's actually a very interesting job.
To you?
It really frustrates me bad usability and things like that. So, but the map editor actually on Portal was really, really impressive. It was very intuitive. I knew exactly what I was doing immediately. It was really, really cool. I haven't done anything. I was actually kind of hoping I was going to release a game, a level, and then announce it on here for folk to come and have a play with, but I haven't finished it yet. So if I finish it next week...
Good link!
If I finish it next week, I will announce on the show the name of it. I've been playing a couple of other things. I went back. I was playing a bit of Modern Warfare 3, I was playing Wii Party with my daughter this week, and that's about it, really. So that's what I've been playing this week.
Eventually finished The Walking Dead episode 1.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, it's pretty cool. I need to actually play through it again and do the different choices, but. It's basically like a point and click, the old style point and click games, but you've got a bit more control, and a few clever puzzles. Well, I would say, but they're nothing mind taxing. There's one where you kind of have to get you're trapped in a drugstore, and you have to get it's the pills for a guy who's got a heart condition.
Don't spoil it.
But it's caged up. No. But there's two lock. It's locked. And later on you find an axe, but you can't use that axe on that lock, but you can use it on another lock to go and get the key off a zombie.
That would annoy me a lot.
Yeah, so it's got that sort of click, that sort of usual thing.
Irritation.
Yeah. And so the obvious thing isn't actually the answer.
How big is it? How long is it?
I want to play through it. Be 2 to 3 hours long, I would say. It's quite a chatty game. It's like you have to choose what you want to say, and at a certain point you get timed and whatnot. But
see,
I thought it was okay.
I didn't throw, because I knew you were going to be playing it, so I didn't throw too much interest in it. But I was flicking through Steam, and I saw it on Steam, and it did say, I didn't read it properly, but it did say that it was The Walking Dead Episode 1, and it was going for £30 on Steam for PC. Now,
is that not maybe buying all five episodes?
That's why I stressed that. I didn't read it properly. But
it's point
I saw
five.
That, and I saw the price tag, and I just thought, expleet that. No, thank you very much.
That must be for buying all five, but as they roll out.
How much was it on?
It was 400 Microsoft points,
which equates to
£3
or something.
Varies enough.
I don't know. It's about £3, £4, or £5 most, I would say.
Right, that must be all five then. PC, you would think it would be cheaper. It normally is.
Yeah.
Maybe I should hunt it down somewhere else.
So moving on. The Bargain Basement Challenge. How did you guys get on with this? Chiz, did you enjoy your game?
I actually did.
Yeah.
cannot express how jealous I am.
But yeah, I don't think I've ever played a game that had so many mixes of genres. It was like, right.
Sorry, just to remind you, it was Mind Jack for the Xbox 360 you had last week.
And I've never played a game that actually questioned my own reality as well. It was just, I can't believe I've never heard of this game. It was absolutely amazing.
Really?
No, the game didn't work. It was from Germany. It wasn't a PAL version you gave me anyway, because it wouldn't play. And when I checked the disc, the box was PAL, but the disc was foreign.
And can I reiterate here how jealous I am that mine did work?
Okay, well, that's out of the window. Sam, how did you get on with your game? You had a game called Invasion Earth, and it was for the PC.
It was like a full body skin grating.
Describe what the game was like. What did you have to do in it?
Wander around in and just shoot. Constantly just shoot. Just hold the mouse button down and shoot. And occasionally change guns.
I went over to Sam's.
And this was an RTS game?
No.
No,
I thought it was RTS.
It was a bizarre little game. I went over to Sam's house the weekend after the last time we recorded this show, and he made me sit down and play it for 10 minutes just for what I put him
to through. Punish him.
And he basically, this little chap ran about on kind of an almost, way to describe it, like a 45 degree angle you were looking down on.
Can
the
I just stop you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
When I first turned it on, the graphics were so reminiscent of like Fallout 2.
Yeah.
And I got really quite excited, and I was wandering around and I shot a barrel and the barrel exploded and it created a really dodgy little doorway in a building. I was like, oh yeah, this could actually be quite fun. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And I just got inside, and then it was just wave after wave of aliens. And they couldn't even be bothered to do lots of different aliens.
No.
They were just the same aliens, just different colours. And it infuriated me.
The man ran about with both arms stretched out in front of him at all times with the weapons in them. And wherever you moved your body, his arms stayed in exactly the same position. So his torso was completely separate from his bottom half of his body.
That's quite a skill.
With the exception of what appeared to be just a metal rod right up the middle. Because he could pirouette 360 on the top half of his body as his legs shot the other direction.
He was a shot mannequin with guns.
So when you say that, it was like Fallout, for example, it's probably
Fallout 2, not 3.
It's like a Asian impersonator of Elvis, as in for the developers. It's like this a Slovakian developer going, yes, we make Fallout.
Quite possibly. So, thank you for alienating all of Eastern Europe there.
Hey, I'm alright, my dad's one.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we're going to have to edit that bit or not, so we'll move on swiftly.
Dad will be annoyed if we do that.
Right, okay, this week's Bargain Basement Challenge. Chiz, I've just at random taken this out of my bag here. Let's see. I was going to try and find some quotes in the back of this, actually, from some PC magazine.
I'm about to guess what game it is? Or?
Right, okay. They said Central Park was for the people. They lied. New York will never be the same again.
Is that a good thing or a bad
thing?
Alone
in the dark, Chiz.
I actually own that. But yeah. I've never played it. I got it free on my graphics card from my PC. So I can now play like a crapper graphics version.
If it equates to the film, then it's truly horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got Alone in the Dark for the Xbox 360.
Awesome.
Sam.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I took a racing game out there. That was unfair.
Yeah. Could you punish me less this week? Just anything vague. I'm not even that demanding a person. Well, I am.
Oh,
but
dear, right. This one looks superb. The stones align. The darkness rises. The time of heroes has arrived.
Sorry.
Embark on a quest to destroy the Night Stone. following an epic tale that seamlessly blends role-play, action, and strategy.
All your favourite stuff.
Either barbarian, sorceress, or Amazon, as you seek to cleanse the land of evil using skill, wit, and courage. Is it
a Slovakian Baldur's Gate now?
Yeah.
it's got some fantastic art at the front.
Actually, it sounds more like Golden Axe.
It's got a bit of a look about that, yeah.
Oh.
Graphics are absolutely superb.
Are they the same type of graphics?
Yeah, very similar. Right, okay, Sam, you have...
I haven't got a Master System anymore, so I can't play this.
Will it's PC run it?
Yeah, it's PC. It's called Nightstone. I'm just going to chuck it over the small fort that we have in between us.
Our shanty town in the middle.
It's... almost got boobies on the front. So that's a winner.
You've got an option. You can play that.
And then a naked, incredibly ugly man on the back.
So you've got an option. You can play that, or we can
holding his sword in a very phallic manner.
Or we can use your your brother's other idea was to every week you were to go away and play a Wii Fit or Kinect game, fitness game, and come back and tell us what you made of it.
Really? Where did you get that from?
He told me. Yeah.
Oh, that's good of him. So I have to do it.
Yeah, on the fitness board to connect, do some workout games.
Well, luckily, Amy has sold her Wii. Yeah. So.
And we were to make you a costume as well.
Wii?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, okay. I added that bit because I want to make you a costume.
Well, I know you have a passion for sewing, Chiz, so you get darning, son.
What does your game look like, Sam? Look interesting.
Well, actually, the back cover is so dark that I can't make out anything in the pictures. So,
no idea. So enjoy those. So I just
think I will.
But
you have to pick one as well. Hand the bag over.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought we'd forgotten about that.
No, Chiz and I discussed it, and you should be punished.
Do I do the honours?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm going to randomly pick either.
No, you can't do that.
Should we just empty the bag and pick the worst?
I think I can just find evil.
Come on.
Oh.
That's a bit ominous.
You know, there's at least two games in here that I wouldn't have been that annoyed about getting.
What would that be?
Am I allowed?
No, actually, no.
I don't think so.
Save it. He now knows all the games.
I'm going to go and get another batch next week.
Maybe check the discs from this country.
You should get Mystery Stories because it plays on Mac.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. It's on the fort. It's on top of the fort.
So, find the clues, solve the crime, and never the mystery.
Horrendous.
Paul, the biggest adventure of all time is about to begin. Enjoy.
To be fair, I think I've definitely had the worst of all of them
so far. I would agree with you. Yeah, I am. this looks awful. Right. Okay. That's fine. That's only fair.
Yep. It is. A full hour. I actually played 45 minutes of the last one, gave up because I felt like weeping, and then went back and finished 15 minutes. I sat and forced myself to play another 15 minutes to honourably say that I did the full hour.
I'm just checking. Unfortunately, it is a PAL version this time. And once again, the disc looks like it's never been in an Xbox or played ever. Someone just went, oh, God, I don't want that, Granny. Take it away from me.
Free with the Xbox, probably. Hmm? Free with the Xbox.
Possibly. So this podcast and all the others wouldn't be possible without UK2.net. They've kept the British Tech Network afloat for over 3 years now, and they're brilliant, and you should use them. We've got a whole pile of voucher codes. I believe they're up on the British Tech Network site, so that's britishtechnetwork.com. So you'll be able to find them all on there. I will quickly run through them. There's a bunch of them here, but we've got British Tech DNS. That'll give you free DNS for 2 years. British Tech Domains will, with the previous code, you got 15% off, so the one before this one. you'll now get 20% off with British Tech Domains. British Tech VPN gives you 50% off the first month's VPN charges. British Tech Server gives you £50 off any gigabit server that's on any contract line that's bought online. You can't do this one over the phone. And British Tech VPS gives you your first month's free with a VPS server. They are fantastic. You should use them. They have mentioned that you're using the voucher code, which is fantastic, and UK2 love that. But you actually, if you could go on to the BritishTechNetwork.com, click on the link on the bottom so they know that we sent you, and then pop in these voucher codes and you'll get money off. So fire over UK2. They're superb. Support them. They support the network and all the shows on the network. So thank you very much. And finally, we are going on to our picks. So, Sam, what's your pick this week?
I have two.
No, you're only allowed one.
No, I'm doing two because I particularly love them and they're short.
Well, one of them's for on behalf of Chiz because Chiz couldn't be bothered this week.
Okay. Android phone, the first one, and I don't think it'll be allowed on Apple. It's called Whack My Boss.
Okay.
The off is not in the title. There is no off
That's
in the title.
Up.
Yes. it's a little sketch drawing thing, and you're sitting in an office and you have to tap on things and kill your boss with them. Because your boss walks in and drones at you about how useless you are. So, for instance, there's a filing drawer, and you open the filing drawer, and he goes in and looks and tells you how awfully you filed everything and that it's all wrong, and it's wrong, and then you squash his head in the filing cabinet. It's good.
Awesome.
And the second one I'm putting in just because it's simplistic and it's really good fun, and I think I would presume, not that I have any, but I would presume it'd be quite good on like an iPad or something.
Right.
Playing with kids. It's just click on logos for different companies.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, and you just type
iOS,
in what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So like something pops up and it's like,
quiz,
oh, it's the Harley Davidson one.
Sure.
And I just think that's a really simplistic,
not the full
fun
logo,
idea.
Quite easy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not the name of
it. Yeah, it's just the
a single letter,
like the logo without the lettering in there. And I just think
what was
it's
the name of that?
That one is on my phone and I can't actually bring it up.
It's called Logo Quiz, I think.
I think it was the Logo Game, actually.
Yeah, get on iOS, it's called Logo Quiz. There's also Master Logos HD. The icon for Logo Quiz looks more interesting, so that's generally how
now
I buy
HD,
games.
Is that the one with purple writing?
Well, it's a personal issue of mine, but HD generally means that it's on the iPad. It doesn't mean... I'm not going to go into that, but it's a personal rant of mine. That
something
that
irks you.
It really bugs me. HD on the end of an app name means it's the iPad version. No.
Is that something Apple's done,
no,
or is
it's
other
a,
people?
It actually started straight away, way back at the iPad 1. When games started, or anything started coming out for the iPad over the iPhone, it was called HD. And it's a personal bug of mine. But anyway, moving on. Okay, great couple of picks there, Sam. My pick is the Portal 2 map editor.
It's not as good as my pick, so...
Oh, no, you have to have a shot at the Portal 2 map editor. Pretty superb. Amazing little thing. Very, very quick to throw together your maps and then put them up to the community. Really cool how you can expand out again, make the levels as big as you possibly want, put little walls in, put little obstacles in. Superb little thing. The Portal 2 map editor. It's a free download if you already have Portal. I'm not 100% sure if you can get it if you don't have Portal. I can't see the logic in it, but
yeah.
I would imagine you need Portal to get the Portal 2 map editor.
As in Portal 2 won't work with the first Portal, would I thought.
I think it has to be Portal 2.
Yeah.
I think you can get a map editor for Portal 1, I think. I'm not sure, I've never used it.
Not aware of one, but I can't confirm.
Certainly Portal 2 map editor, superb little interface. Best map editor tool I've ever come across for any game ever.
How many have you used?
I've used quite a few.
Because if
actually.
That's a list of like two,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no,
impressed.
No. Well, it's still high praise if there was only two, but nevertheless, I've used quite a few because I quite enjoyed doing that kind of thing.
Is even the map editor got like Valve and Portal's sort of sense of humour going through it as well? Or?
Yeah, actually, one of the best things about Portal 2 map editor is the awesome little video at the beginning. It's a, you know, as you go into the lifts in Portal 2 and there's like the kind of almost infographic things around the outside of the lifts, it's that same kind of style of graphics. The little videos, it's kind of like an introduction video as to why you're building these test chambers. And it's all about that you are building test chambers on behalf of Aperture.
Yeah.
Aperture Laboratories. Even the video alone, if you go to the Steam website, you can actually watch a little video. The little video is really amusing. But, it's beautifully done. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So go out and grab that if you already have Portal 2. And frankly, if you don't have Portal 2, go and get that as well.
Yeah, that's a
double pick there for you. It's an awesome game. And that's us. That's episode 2 in the bag.
I can add one little cool pick, which is the Walking Dead game. It was one, if you're a fan of the TV and have read the comics, the game is apparently a precursor to the comics, and it's in the its art styles in the comic book style. So if you're a fan of the Walking Dead, check the game out. It's a pretty cool little game.
Great. Thanks very much, gents. If you want to get in contact with us, just send an email to britishtechnews@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter. I am Paul Wheatley. Or if you want to follow any of the other shows on the British Tech Network, British Tech News on Twitter, there's British Tech Mac and so on and so forth. Pretty much just follow that thing. But thanks very much. Thanks very much, gents. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.